This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Joe Palca. A century after they were hunted to extinction, wolves are making a comeback in France. Conservationists are thrilled. But French sheep farmers are not. And they want their government to do something. From a remote region in southern France, Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Yeah, yeah.
39-year-old Alain Baudouin has been tending sheep since he was 8 years old. Today he makes his living selling lambs from his flock of 350 ewes and a handful of rams. In early spring, Baudouin used to take his sheep high up onto the plateau of the Vercors to graze, leaving them out all summer to fatten up. Now he keeps them close to his farm and brings them into the barn every night because last year his flock was attacked 9 times by wolves. The flock was so frightened, Baudouin says they had fewer lambs. And his mutton also lost its organic rating because the sheep spend too much time indoors now. Baudouin says he can't go on this way.
It's impossible to coexist with the wolf. It's just like asking school children to live with a terrorist when you know what a terrorist can do in a school. I compare it to that. It often takes 1 or 2 generations to build a really high-quality flock, and they don't have the right to ask us to risk destroying that.
Herders like Baudouin are an important part of the agricultural and tourism economy in the Vercors. Without them, areas used for hiking and skiing would quickly be overgrown by forest. The French government is trying to help shepherds in France's Alpine Arc region by providing extra sheepdogs. Because of conservation laws, farmers are not allowed to kill wolves, so the government compensates them for sheep killed by wolves, 2,500 so far this year. But as Baudouin rounds up his flock for the night, he says he doesn't need that kind of help. He carries a rifle and he says he intends to use it.
All we ask is to be able to defend our flocks like in other countries, such as Italy, Switzerland, and Spain. When they have wolf attacks, they don't have a bunch of bureaucrats showing up that cost a fortune. They just kill the wolf by trap or shotgun. They get rid of the wolves that prey on their sheep. We just want to have the same right to defend ourselves.
The French government says there are only 55 wolves in the country, although farmers think there are at least twice that number. Caught between the environmentalists and the shepherds, the government has authorized the killing of 4 wolves, a solution that pleases no one. As president of the region's Association of Sheep Herders, Yves Fedy spends more time in Paris than on his sheep farm. Standing in the doorway of his barn, surrounded by newborn lambs, Fedy says he's trying to preserve a way of life.
We are being taken hostage by the environmentalists. For them, it's a battle of ideas, and for us, it's a battle of survival. If nothing is done, a whole sector of mountain agriculture will disappear. In 10 years, the problem will go beyond the Alpine Arc, and the wolf will reconquer its former territory, which is the entire center of France.
French ecologists say they sympathize with the herdsmen whose range farming preserves the landscape. But they say the wolf is a scapegoat, a means of dramatizing their economic plight. Didier Moreau of the World Wildlife Fund says the farmers' problems began long before the wolf reappeared.
Because of the international market in France, it's cheaper to buy a sheep from New Zealand. For years and years, the government didn't hear the pleas for help from the shepherds. And when the wolf comes back, there is an opportunity to tell the people, hey, we have problems to survive. And it's the fault of the wolf.
Ecologists say farmers used to cope with predators like the wolf and can do so again. But the shepherds say their grandfathers eliminated the wolf from France and they see no reason to welcome it back. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley.